VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says the reimposition of economic sanctions on Iran has had a, quote, profound effect. He says the administration wants to go further than the measures in place before the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. He spoke Wednesday during a trip to Israel.
If the Syrian regime uses chemical weapons, we will respond very strongly. And they really ought to think about this a long time before they come to any decision, because there's no ambiguity in the U.S. position on this point.
Social media giants Facebook and Twitter say they have removed hundreds of pages and accounts linked to Russia and Iran. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced the social network removes 652 pages, groups, and accounts that are linked not only to Russia, but to Iran as well, like Liberty Front Press, which had multiple accounts on Facebook and Instagram. Zuckerberg says they blocked users who displayed coordinated, inauthentic behavior, including the release of political material. Zuckerberg says the activity has been reported to U.S. and U.K. government officials. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S.-backed Afghan government said Wednesday it does not plan to attend next month's multi-nation conference in Russia on the future of Afghanistan. Representatives of the Taliban insurgency are expected to be in attendance. Afghan officials are reportedly upset because Moscow did not consult them before extending an invitation to the Taliban. Fighting disrupted some Eid al-Adha celebrations in Indian-controlled Kashmir on Wednesday. Indian security forces fired tear gas and shotgun pellets to disperse protesters in the city of Srinagar. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe.